A little later on, in the cool of the day, Adam heard a rustling in the garden. He knew this meant that God was coming to visit them. They thought they could hide from God. How foolish. God knows and sees everything. Adam, he called. Where are you? Sheepishly, they both crept out from where they had been hiding behind a bush. Adam looked at the Lord God.
I heard you coming, but I was afraid because I knew I was naked.
How did you know you were naked? Asked God. Have you eaten from the tree in the garden that I told you not to touch?
It wasn't me who did it, cried Adam. It was the woman you gave me. She picked it and told me to eat.
God turned and looked at Eve. Is this true?
It wasn't my fault, cried Eve. It was the serpent you made. He told me to do it. He said that it would be safe to eat the fruit from the tree, so I took one tiny bite, that's all.
God was very angry. He turned and looked at the serpent, who was skulking away off. As for you, because you have done this thing, on your belly you will live for all the days of your life. You will eat only dust and all that it contains. From now on, the man and the woman will be your enemy. Next, he turned to Eve. You, he said, from this moment on, you will find childbirth very difficult. Finally, he turned to Adam. You, Adam, because you took notice of your wife and ignored my command not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, no more sitting around doing nothing in the sun all day for you. From now on, you will have to work very hard for any food you wish to eat. Thorns and thistles will grow and choke the vegetables and flowers that once grew freely. The Lord God Almighty was very sad. This had not been his plan. Because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, the situation was now changed. They had eaten the forbidden fruit and now knew the difference between good and bad. From now on, everything would die. Even though God's original plan had been that it would all last forever. God loved Adam and Eve. He felt very sorry for them. They looked extremely silly standing there before him, dressed only in fig leaves, so he made clothes for them from animal skins. There was a great storm, and God went back to heaven, leaving cherubim and a flaming sword to keep guard over the entrance which led to the Tree of Life. No humans were ever allowed into the Garden of Eden again. The first Adam had spoilt God's creation by being disobedient. But God was not finished with his world. He already had a plan to send a second Adam who would put things right.